joining us on the phone, as they do at this same time every Thursday. We have the Coffeyville Friends of Animals, and it's Becky Barnhart with us this morning. And good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Good morning, and I'm doing just fine and dandy. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. Can't complain. It's a Thursday, so
That's right.
So we're almost there. So all right, well, Becky, before we get into talking about the animals today, do we have any adoption stories?
Well, we do. But we're kind of short and sweet, but it's still sweet. We had one little dog that was adopted this week, and the family came in two different times to make their decision, so that always makes us feel very, very good about the fact that, you know, they take into consideration what it's all about. And so the little dog, it's a little white, fluffy thing, as cute as she can be, is on her way to the veterinarian clinic this morning to be spayed, and then her new owners pick her up, and she'll start the rest of the weekend with her new family. So that's the only adoption we had this week. But it's, like I said, it's still sweet, and we kind of like it when they really take their time. I was reading an article just the other day, and it was talking about all the considerations of getting a pet, and it's certainly not something you just do on a whim, because, you know, animals live now a good 15 years with, you know, fingers crossed, and a lot of expenses involved because of the medication that goes along with them, and the food, the care, the bedding, the toys, the treats, and so it really is more of a, oh, let's just go get a puppy today. So it's always nice to have people think about these things. And, you know, Brad is a really good resource to talk to someone if they come in and they're trying to figure out what kind of dog, you know, what kind of dog or cat do we need? And there's your lifestyle. It plays a big part in it, too. Do you travel a lot? Do you stay home a lot? Do you have little kids? And we have some lovely pets, and there's nothing wrong with them, but sometimes they don't get along with little children. And, again, it takes training on both parts, the parents' part and training the dog and training the child. So there's some lots of considerations in it. But we are the other thing that's out there that we were discussing, we had our meeting last night. Our situation isn't unique to our area or actually nationwide. Shelters are overflowing right now. And they think, their theory is, you know, have they go and research everything. They're thinking last year we were all at home. We were working at home. We were studying at home. We must stay at home. And a lot of us went out and got that pet that we've been wanting because we had time to spend with that pet. So now we're starting to open up. People are going back to work. Kids are going to school. And there's not as much demand for pets, plus the fact so many pets were adopted last year. And we've had some of our area rescue groups that we've contacted saying we have some lovely dogs and cats we'd like to transfer. And they said we have no place to go right now. So if you are considering adding a pet to your family, I would strongly suggest that you check out the local shelters. Even, you know, even if it's not ours, there's, the communities around us have great shelters and great animals. And so maybe you don't find what you're looking for with us, but you can certainly travel around and, you know, save that pet's life. And as they always say, adopt, don't shop, but there's a lot of truth in that. So this kind of how this COVID has affected the shelters around us, too. Just thought I'd kind of mention that because I found it very interesting that we're not unique to the area of we are full.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is what it is, unfortunately. But hopefully we can get some more adoptions going. So also, you guys, again, with it being kind of full, you know, obviously you're going through a lot of provisions. So what are you guys kind of in need of as of right now?
It is. It's you know, I look at Brad and I said, I know, kitty litter and what else? And he'll laugh, but it's the truth. Kitty litter is something we are constantly in need of. And I said to him, I said, I think one reason why we don't get a lot of donation of kitty litter, it's a dang heavy. When you carry it, he laughed. And he said, you know, I'll even go get it. If they want to meet me at Walmart or Dollar or wherever, you know, they're shopping, he said, I'll go get it for them because that's how great a need it is. And but I do kind of think sometimes that might be part of it because if you picked up a bag of kitty litter lately, it is not the lightest thing on the shelf. So kitty litter is number one. Number two would be the puppy chow. We have lots of cat food, but we are low on adult food and puppy food. And we kind of try to stick to that Purina brand, which we're not, you know, being that particular, except it's easier on their digestive system if we can kind of keep them on the same type of food. So if someone wants to go out and purchase dog food for us, we'd sure appreciate it. And the treats, we like the little shaped bones. That Milk Bone has that shape. It doesn't have to be that brand, but it's just a, that you kind of know the size. We like a smaller size. The bigger ones we take and break apart. And but that's a really good training tool that we use. And toys, they love their toys. They destroy their toys, but they love their toys. So we always like to have lots of toys on hand for them. And we were using a lot of ropes with them, but we have found that they really kind of like the squeaky ones too. And so that would be another thing that we'd really appreciate are toys for the puppies and the dogs. The cats, I think we're in pretty good shape. They're not quite as destructive as the puppies and dogs. But blankets, we are always in need of blankets. This is kind of the time of year maybe when people are thinking about getting out their blankets. I know it's still very warm outside, so it's probably not yet. But, you know, as the seasons change, you change your bedding. You change your, you know, what you have in your bathroom possibly. So if you have some old towels, if you have some blankets, we could certainly use them for bedding for our animals. So I think that's, you know, usually kind of the list, but that's okay. I don't mind ever repeating it because, and it does work. When we talk about this thing, we will have people come out and say, oh, heard you, and this is what I know you need. So we thank you, everyone, for helping us along the way.
All right. So again, she letting you know there what they need, and they appreciate everybody that is helping them because, sure. Again, it is tough times as of right now. Hopefully, we can get the adoption train rolling pretty heavy pretty soon.
Let's
so
get that going.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and we're also we're going to put it out there that we're liking to have some. We would love to have some volunteers, and there for a while we were not. But we decided that we think people are being very smart about how to be healthy around others, and volunteers are so very important to the shelter, especially now when we are so full because we've got kittens that need attention. They need that, you know, the training, you're holding and you're loving on them and calming them down. We've got puppies that need to be trained on a leash. Older dogs just want to go outside and walk a little bit. There's lots of things that they love to get baths. You know, if you're thinking, hey, I don't mind going out there giving a dog a bath, then come on out and sign up to volunteer. We've got some lovely people working out there. We have some work-study students that have come in from the college, and we always appreciate that. And so we've got some people out there, but we're always wanting volunteers now. So that is something that I wanted to bring up. And also, we've decided to extend our hours on the weekends. We're thinking maybe people need a little bit more time to come out on the weekends. Now, during the week, we're going to keep our hours from 2 to 4, and that's in the afternoon, obviously. But if there's a time that you see a dog or a cat on Facebook and you want to come out and visit that animal, if you will give Brad a call and give him a little heads up, he's more than willing to you know, make a special appointment so you can come out and do a meet and greet. And okay, we understand people work, so it's just not always easy to get there during the week. But on the weekends, we're going to start being there from 1 to 4. It used to be just 2 to 4. We're going to be there from 1 to 4 in the afternoon, open to the public. We are there in the mornings, and if that's the only convenient time for you, we'll let you come in. Just understand, if you come in the morning, it's kind of a disaster because we are doing our heavy cleaning, and it's not the best that the shelter is putting on its best face there because lots of cleaning going on. And but if that's when you can get there, again, give Brad a call because we are really wanting to get our adoptions rolling like they were. So hour changes, 1 to 4 on Saturday and Sunday.
All right, so let's go ahead and get started with the great animals out there at the shelter. Let's go ahead and start with the doggos.
Okay, let's start with the doggos. We have the first on the list is Sky. Sky is 2 to 3 years old. She's a female. She's white with black ticks and black markings on her ears and face. She's a very sweet dog. I was there one day, and she was almost adopted, but she was a little bit larger than what they were wanting. She's probably about 40 pounds, but she got along really well, and they were kind of an older couple, and it was pleasing for me to see how calm she was around them. So Skye is a good gal. Chubby is a Pyrenees neutered male. He's white, a little timid at first, but he warms up. He's very sweet, and he loves his treats. So he's big boy. boy liked his treats, Annie. Annie's our old girl. She's 12 years old, little female. She's black in color. She's not very large. She loves to walk. I've walked her several times. She gets on her leash, just wants to get outside and do some walking. Ash is 6 months old, female, black and dark brown. She's a gorgeous, gorgeous puppy. And at 6 months, she's still young enough to start that training. Dempsey is a male, year and a half old. He's white with some red markings on his face and his head. I'm not sure what his breed is. I think Brad forgot to give me a little hint on that. We've got Bruiser. Bruiser is gorgeous and extremely sweet. 4 months old. He's a little male. He's a heater type mix, brown with some black and white markings. Misery is our mama that delivered our 10 puppies to us very, very sweetly, and she was a very good mama, but now it's time for her to have her own home. She's around 40 pounds. She's a chocolate brown in color, big ears, super sweet eyes, and she is very, very good on the leash. She keeps her kennel clean. Time to find a home. And then we have Adeline, is a border collie mix, female, white and black, 6 to 7 months old, and a really laid-back puppy, and that's kind of interesting for a border collie, so that makes her unique. Sage is 4 months old, female, brown in color, will probably be 40 to 45 pounds. Angelina is our 6-year-old female. She's beautiful. She's kind of a mastiff mix, but she was adopted at one time, and they had very small children and decided that maybe she wasn't as good with little kids as they had hoped. Nothing bad happened. I don't mean that, but they just didn't feel like it was a good fit. So she's back with us. She's already been spayed. She's 70 pounds. Beautiful. This dog is kind of has that blue-gray look to her. So if someone doesn't have small children and are looking for a larger dog, Angelina is perfect. Emery is a beautiful black lab puppy, little female that came into us. She's 8 to 10 months old. She looks like she's full-blooded. She is just that gorgeous black lab with a great personality and sweet disposition. Alexander, he is going to be available tomorrow. He's a very sweet boy. He's very dark in color. He's almost a black brindle with some white markings. He's only 4 to 5 months old, another puppy, and he's probably the sweetest boy at the shelter. So, Alexander. Mousy. Mousy is a Shih Tzu Terrier mix. Now, I want to remind everyone, she is a mix, because some people want, you know, oh, it's a Shih Tzu, let's go, but she is a mix. She's got Terrier in her also. Very high-energy dog. She's about 8 months old, a male. Here I'm going, she. He's a male. He's up to date on his shots, and he's housebroken. Then we have Leanna, who is the staff refers to her as Pepto. When she arrived with us, apparently she had been with someone that probably a very artistic little child, and she had pink markings on her, so that's why they nicknamed her Pepto, but she's really pretty. She's 2 to 3 years old, and she should be all white with some reddish-brown markings on her head and face. She's not very big, and make a super small dog for somebody. Toby is an old man dog. He's 9 years old, terrier mix, has a little crooked leg that maybe he was injured in his past, and he's gray in color. Ducky, and I'll have to find out why we're calling this one Ducky. She's a super sweet girl that we think she's a Basset Dachshund mix, and so that's kind of a unique mixture. She's a beautiful beige color. She's probably a year and a half to 2 years old. She does great with other dogs and people. So, Ducky. Ralph is 4 to 5 months old. He's a lab mix. He's black in color, and he reminds them of a little bear, and he loves to eat and play and sounds like a super guy. Jake is the last dog on the list, a beautiful male. He's a Labrador Shepherd mix, all black, 2 to 3 years old, super cool. He is a fence climber, but if he does climb the fence, he gets along with whoever his neighbor is, but that is a consideration when you're if you're thinking about having him in a fence area that you might need to have a taller fence. And then our kitty cats. Well, we have our gorgeous white kittens are now available, and we have named them Winter, Frosty, Jack, and Santana. There are 2 males and 2 females. They are gorgeous. They're probably about 2.5 months old now, so they're ready to get out of their cage and go home with someone. So the white kittens are available now. Justine is a female, 3 months old, gray, typical playful kitten. Cassie and Angel, both females, 4 months old. They have calico markings, a tiger stripe with the orange, white, black, and brown galore. We also have Apricot and Clementine, yellow and white, 4 to 5 months old. Emma Emma's a little older. She's 8 years old. She's already been spayed. She's a tortie with green eyes. And the last person on our list is March, and she is, again, an older cat, 7 to 9 years old, tuxedo. She's been declawed. She would need to be an inside kitty. That's the crew. But now, doesn't that just sound like you just want to go and adopt?
Absolutely. I just want to take them all.
So. I know. That's me. But I'm very disciplined, and I'm also married, and I enjoy being married, so I have to be disciplined.
Yes, very true. It's hard to be. If I didn't have the restriction in my place, I'd probably have two or three cats. Let's be honest.
Yes.
I'm the equivalent of the cat lady. I'm the cat guy. So,
it's all good. But you know, and honestly, I say that, then I laugh. But we have three dogs that we're crazy about. And the thing that kind of reminds you to make yourself be disciplined as an adult is the fact that when you do have three pets, there's a lot of care and
there
a lot
is.
Of expense if you want to treat them correctly. So that again, is, as I said, a consideration. So anyway, we've got a great group of animals that are looking for their forever home, and please come out and check them out. Our hours have changed on the weekends for 1 to 4, Saturday and Sunday, 2 to 4 in the afternoons, except for Monday. We will make special appointments for people. Check us out on Facebook. I still say the best thing to do is to come out and look these little guys in the eyeballs and fall in love. And we are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060.
All right. Well, Becky, thank you so much for calling up today. We always love hearing from you and hearing about the great animals out there at the shelter. And we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, and thanks for the time, and everyone have a great weekend.
Absolutely. You have a great weekend as well.
All right.
All right, that was Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Again, lots of great animals out there at the shelter. Go by there and check out one of those animals today as they are looking for, like she says, they're looking for their forever home. And you guys already know me. If I could take an animal, I definitely would, but unfortunately, it's that'd be a violation of my lease, and I kind of like having a place to stay. So I'm going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will talk to you guys. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.